First reading today and the responsorial psalm speak to us about a misconception that often people have in their relationship with God, in the sense of, if I am obedient, then I receive. In the sense that if I do the checklist, what God has asked me to do, then I get this reciprocated checklist of things that are now mine because I did the good. You know, I got my teeth cleaned, so where's my lollipop? You know, kind of mentality. But if we dive in deeper into the words of the prophet or into the psalm, the understanding is that he is the source of life. And so to draw close to the source of life means life for us. To enter into relationship with the one who reveals these commands and laws, not to make life miserable and restrain our freedom, but to give us wisdom and understanding of how to live our life in freedom, lest we become enslaved by sin, temptation. God reveals himself. He invites us into relationship with him that we might have life in him. It makes it more personal. It's not an economy. It's not an exchange of goods. I do this, check, 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 and I get this out, check, check, check. We see that in the gospel texts as well. There is a group that stands separate outside of all of the stuff that's going on right now. And they look at John the Baptist and they judge and condemn. He's possessed by a demon. He eats locusts and grasshoppers. He doesn't do anything. He's crazy John out in the desert. They dismiss him outright because he doesn't fit into the category that they have created. And then again, that same group standing outside now looks at Jesus and sees someone who's at the wedding feast of Cana, making more wine and enjoying the celebration and things. And they're like, ah, a drunkard, a glutton. They have set up their categories to dismiss anything and everything. And they are secure in their rules and in their commands. Jesus warns them, because the invitation is to enter into relationship, to be changed, to be transformed. For those observing from the outside and those who are observing the law and all of its formality, there is no life there. To obey but not enter into the relationship, that is the relationship that brings life. It is God who brings life. When we set it up in the exchange of goods, then it's the same thing. I've done this, I've done that. Give me my thing. Thank you. Even if they say thank you, not even say thank you. Check. All right. You're a horrible taskmaster, God. I've done my duty, now give me my pay. I'm out of here. See you next month for my paycheck. It's not what God wants. And life isn't found in the observance. It's found in the one who possesses all life. So above all things, my brothers and sisters, it is an invitation for relationship, an invitation to enter in, an invitation. The vine and the branch being grafted to the vine possesses life and is able to produce good fruit because it is grafted into the vine through that relationship, through that bond, communion that exists between them. Life passes and enters in. This is what we are invited into, my brothers and sisters. The branch is not observing rules and regulations in order to get a down payment of water or nutrients from the vine. It's being drawn into relationship with the vine. And so, in an invitation, it's harder, the relationship, than just a checklist of things. I'll grant you that. Because in the relationship, we have to make ourselves vulnerable. If it's just a checklist, then we are in control. But there is no life in the checklist. There is life in God. And He desires to share that life with each and every one of us. Amen.